This week on Inside Out, we're dipping back into the archives to June 2008, in fact, to listen again to a conversation between two of our presenters, Matt Fraser and Kiruna Stamil, about benefits. It's all very interesting. At the time, Kiruna had just been knocked back, as she put it, from getting disability living allowance. Do you remember that, everybody? It's now PIP. Yeah, so it's all slightly different world. And the interesting thing about this clip is that I don't think we would talk about benefits in quite the same slightly humorous way anymore, because, of course, you know, benefits have been a rather controversial subject in the disability community these last 6 years or so. So take a listen to this. Also enjoy Kiruna's story about skydiving, and I'll be back afterwards.
Now, what's all this about the DLA?
Oh,
so I know nothing. Yeah, I didn't even know that's what it means.
Oh, couldn't you believe it? They knocked me back.
Why?
I'm not disabled, apparently.
Well, being hello.
Being one metre tall in a world built for, you know, generic, I seem to fail all ticking the boxes.
Well, what boxes need ticking, and why couldn't you tick them?
Well, I can walk unaided. The fact I have to crawl into the oven to light it at risk to
my own health. Don't commit suicide.
The risk to my own health.
Oh, that's just
that
cooking.
Doesn't count. The fact that I've got to perform MacGyver-like feats in order to get a light switch
turned on. Godiva-like feats?
No, not Godiva, not Lady Godiva, the nude one. MacGyver.
You have to do electricity naked to get on the DLA living allowance.
I do everything naked, Matt.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I'm doing this podcast naked right now.
Ooh,
look at that, my nipple just brushed against the button.
Sorry, don't say the N-word. Thank you. We are on the BBC.
Okay,
remember who
pardon.
Our director is.
I beg your pardon.
And wind it in. Thank
All
you.
Right. Yeah, no, I didn't tick the right boxes. Apparently, I'm not disabled enough.
I've never, ever in my life applied for DLA. I know nothing about it.
Right, well, I've got the form in front of me, Matt. It's 56 mammoth pages long.
Oh.
We could always just
have
a look at your eligibility.
Application. Oh, please. I'm ready.
All right. Let's see what we've got.
How much money
here.
Am I going to get?
Well, it depends how disabled you are.
I'm very... Look at me.
They give you a rating.
Oh, great. What, out of 10?
Out of 100.
Oh, I'm going to do well. I'm going to do well.
If you're as blind as our producer, that makes you 80% disabled. If you're deafblind, I would have thought that would have made you 100% given, you know, that sort of measure.
Yeah.
I don't rate because it seems to have been modelled on a world of fantasy where I've got complete and utter access to everything, which is... But that's fine. I'm not bitter. I don't feel unhappy or angry about the fact that, you know, my illness or disability isn't recognised. Whatever. I don't need to tick a box just to feel valid in today's society.
It's not about valid. It's about money.
Well, I was hoping that I could put it towards my mobile phone bill, but...
So come on. I want to see if I'm eligible.
Well, I like this bit. What dosage and how often do you take each of the medicines you receive for your treatment, Matt?
I don't have any.
Right, you don't tick that box. Oh. Fine. Let's see. Have you had a hip replacement?
No.
Can you walk unaided?
Yes.
Okay. Please list the aids and adaptations you use. For example, a hoist or monkey pole.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to be talking about our monkey poles.
A bed raiser may help you get in
and
out of
bed. I need to hold my monkey pole with both hands.
I don't even know what a monkey pole is, dude. I have no
idea.
Actually,
it's none of their business how I hold my monkey pole.
Okay, here we go. We've got some special rules. I like the use of special on a form.
Okay.
Let me see. Ooh, do you have physical problems that restrict your walking? They do everything by walking.
It's all about walking, isn't it?
It's all about walking. Okay.
David
Tool
must do really well.
Please tick the box that best describes your walking speed. Normal or moderate, about 51 metres or more a minute. Slow, that's 40 to 50 metres per minute. Very slow, that's less than 40 metres per minute.
I walk like a speed walker.
Now, see, this is what got me, right? Because I'm taking 2 steps for every long pair of legs, but I can walk. But they don't take into account the extra exertion and effort I have to, you know, put out just to walk the same difference. Just because I'm doing twice as much work as every tall out there, that's not on the form.
I'm 6 foot. How tall are you?
I'm 1 metre tall. That's like 3 feet.
So that's half?
Yeah.
Right.
So for every two steps
you take, it should be one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
but the fact that I can actually walk, but I have to walk. It's like these forms.
It's like trying to get the freedom pass. It's impossible for me. I mean, I've got one. Thanks, Doc. But
here we go. Oh. I have anxiety or panic attacks. No. Well... I need somebody with me to make sure I'm safe. Sometimes I feel like I need a bodyguard with all the weirdos out there that want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Shake my hand. God, I can't stand that. Can I shake your hand?
No, you can't. Oh, I see what you mean, right.
No, I get a lot of that. I just want to come over and shake your hand.
What do they want to do most, pat you on the head or shake your hand?
Shake my hand.
Or have their picture taken with you?
Shake my hand. That's really? A winner every time, yeah.
Is that because they get to touch?
I think it's because, I don't know, I don't know why they want to shake
your hands. My hand. Like mine are not, they're not like mine, but they're not normal like mine aren't. And people are always trying to shake my hand. And I secretly think it's because they just want to have a quick copper feel within the okayedness of social acceptance.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know.
I'd much rather they came up and just like touched my arse or something.
Oh, I'd rather they just asked me for my phone number. I'm thinking that maybe we could move on from DLA and come back to it every now and again. I mean, it's 56 pages.
So far, I've not been able to tick one of their little boxes.
Yeah, it is a bit unfair.
Let's get to the toiletry stuff later.
Yeah, we'll do that. And also, too, I'm sure they get off walking, so they get off legs and they move over to arms.
We have to wash at some point in our lives, do we not? And eat?
Well, there's a whole chapter devoted to that, but we can get to that later.
Okay, good.
This is the Ouch podcast from the BBC in London.
Claiming under the special rules, go straight to page 34. Do you think we should claim under special rules?
Listeners, we're back doing the DLA form, in case you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, we're up to part four. That's page 17.
Of 57. Oh, I don't know if I can do this.
I just need to know.
So what's the question?
Well, I want to know. We've got to work out. Are you eligible for the highest rate?
I hope
you only get that if you need help with personal care or you need somebody to keep an eye on you to prevent yourself being a danger to others during the day or the night. You're a bit of a danger during the night, aren't you, Matt?
Oh, you'd notice. No. So this is the bottom line, okay? We're at the crux of the crutch, should I say, of the matter.
Yeah.
Because I'm too proud to say that my wife wipes my bottom or helps me in the hygiene department.
But she's not with you every day. What's
whether that were true or not, I would not want to say that on a form. Call me old-fashioned, call me in denial, call me silly.
Hey, one more question.
What?
Are you at risk of wandering?
If I could claim the Fifth Amendment on that, I think I would.
Right. You wanted to talk to me about something else, didn't you?
Yeah,
I don't want to drop it in.
Like a bird in the snow. No, she doesn't. It's like a ruddy stone. Ew, bang! You went parachuting.
I did. I skydived for charity. Woo!
Now, hold on a minute. For charity.
I did.
Which charity?
Actually, Action Aid.
Action Aid. Is that for little action men?
No, it's for African children.
Okay. Ooh, feel a bit humble.
I could have skydived for breast cancer. I could have skydived. I would have jumped out of a plane for anything, actually, if I'm completely honest.
All right. So the charity is okay.
Yeah.
Tell me what it was like, because I want to know if you did it on your own, whether you were strapped to anybody.
Okay. I was strapped.
The whole process. How did you practice?
Strapped. Well, okay. Being as petite as I am, they wanted me to actually
How tall are you?
Oh, do we have to go over this again? Okay. Meter tall, little arms, little legs, little hands. What can I say? I'm just small and cute.
You certainly are.
I'll wheel it in, wheel it in. I know, you are like sitting next to you. No, I went to meet the guy that I was going to tandem skydive with first because we had to try the harness on, make sure it fitted.
I
met him, he was a fireman, so I went to his fire station.
How inconvenient for you.
And he suspended me. And we, you know...
Were the other firemen watching from the monkey
actually,
pole?
Actually, they made some rather comments. They are the most sexist bunch of men you've ever met.
Do you hear that, Mancunian firemen? You're sexist.
They are. Everything in the fire station was red, including sort of the wood panelling, the carpet, everything. And I just noticed, because it was all bright red, and I just made a flippant comment. I said, everything in here is bright red. And they looked at me and went, what colour would you like it to be, love? We don't have any women here. What did you want it to be? Pink. And I
That is sexist.
I just thought, actually... No, pink had clashed terribly with red.
Yeah.
I was
thinking, they know nothing?
Do they know nothing about decor? It looked a bit like a brothel. That was kind of what it made me think of, everything being so red.
Okay, so...
So anyway, I met up with him, tried the harness on, because if you're going to jump with a disability, they want to check the safety and all of that. So did that. Came to the day of skydiving, was meant to jump with a mate of mine, but he didn't get his act together, so I jumped on my own, because I'm brave. You are? When you inherit...
What, you jumped out of an aeroplane on your own?
Well, I jumped with the guy I was tandem jumping with, but I was meant to go with a mate, but he didn't get his act together.
And the guy you were tandemed with was a fireman?
He was a fireman, yeah.
Sexist fireman.
No, he's all right. It was the guys he was working with that were a little bit sort of, you know...
What's his name?
Jason the fireman.
Jason the fireman, you're an all right bloke.
He was cool.
So, come on, what happened?
So, anyway, I jumped out of a plane with him.
What's it like?
It is like diving into Google Earth really bloody quickly. It's like Google Earth is rushing at you.
What's the physical sensation like?
Well, It's not... Okay, have you ever jumped off anything high?
the wardrobe.
Okay, say if you've jumped off a diving board and you get that sensation of falling.
Oh, yeah, I've done that, yes.
It's actually not so much like that because you've got so much wind resistance. Even though you're falling to earth, you actually feel supported in a weird kind of way.
So buoyed up by the resistance of the
wind. Buoyed up by the resistance of the wind, even though you're plummeting to earth really quickly.
Were your cheeks doing that ripple thing?
Don't know. I can't say I was paying that much attention to what my cheeks were doing at that point.
I was just
remembering that I had to keep my arms in and stick my pelvis forward. That was the main instruction. And then
Jason, are you sure your advice was...
Then he taps you on the shoulder when it's okay and you spread your arms and legs. Yeah, I know.
Keep
but that's because that
right
helps
on.
To stabilise you when
I'll
you're
bet
falling.
It does,
and then
Jason.
They pull the ripcord and the parachute goes, and then you've got a really gentle, lovely view of again,
so what's
Google
it like?
Earth is the only way I can describe it.
But you know that moment, because we see it all the time, the ripcord goes, the parachute comes out, and suddenly they stop plummeting, and it's almost as if they go up again.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that bit feel like?
That's actually the most exciting bit, I think. Where you get the whoosh and you go back and then you get that kind of suspended, more controlled fall. And that's when they can start to steer. So they're like, oh, there's Blackpool Tower. And you're like, oh, there's the Irish Sea. And oh, there's a green field. And oh, look at all the little people waving at me. Oh, I'm so much bigger than them.
They're getting bigger. How was the landing?
Easy because I don't get in the way. Whereas I guess other big boofers get in the way because they've got long legs. And it's like, lift your legs. Whereas my legs just aren't in the way.
So did he do one of those ultra professional landings where it's just like he's running along the ground a little bit?
Oh, he was smooth. Yeah, Jason had it all under control. He was more worried about landing on top of me.
I'm sure he was. I don't know.
I can't speak, Matt. I'm blushing. I've gone all red.
So when's your next date with Jason?
Sorry, what did you just say, Matt?
When's
oh, I got distracted.
When's your next date with Jason?
I don't have one.
Fire! Oh, it's that Stamella woman again.
Oh, look,
she's called another
I'm
fire.
I'm going to ask you another question. Do you have... Let me see, I'm going to pick something random. Let's turn to a... Pick a number. Help with your care needs. Are you unaware of common dangers, Matt?
Apparently so. I left the cooker on when I left the house this morning.
Do you know how much money I'm losing by not getting the DLA?
No, I've no idea what the doshola is.
From my calculations, I'm losing approximately, I think, like £17 or something a month. Or it's not very much.
I'm getting a message from the producer. It says it's not 17, it's more like 150 quid.
What? I'm losing 150 quid? That's an outrage! That is, you know what that could have got me? That could have got me some stuff.
So could have got you some
stuff. Oh, it could have got me some cool stuff, man. Oh, that's like, oh, I didn't realise I was so poor. I wish he hadn't have said that to you now. Now I'm really p***ed off about failing this form. Right, let's get down to it. I need to get some cash. I'm poor, you know. During activities which are dangerous, do I need somebody to watch over me? Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't skydiving by myself. If Jason wasn't there, I would have been right up, you know, the bleep bleep creek.
The monkey pole.
Right up the monkey pole without an arrow.
Matt Fraser and Kirana Stamil at their very best. And I wonder if they'd allow themselves to say some of the things that they were saying back then. You know, 8 years seems to be quite a long time in disability politics, doesn't it, everybody? Yeah. And just to be absolutely clear, we heard Kirana is 3 feet tall. Matt Fraser is a thalidomide who has short arms. Just so that you now really understand the entire context, if, of course, you didn't know Matt Fraser. I think everyone knows Matt Fraser, right? I'm Damon Rose, and Inside Out, we're coming to an end now. Feels a bit weird being on my own here, I've got to say. Everyone else has kind of flitted away doing projects and things. One person today, Emma Tracy, is out in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival. Earlier today, Friday, she recorded a Facebook Live. You should go along and like Ouch on Facebook, because we're doing a lot of these Facebook Lives at the moment, usually about one every week or sometimes a little more than that. Where we're interviewing people live for about 20 minutes, and you can join in and ask questions. So watch that, look at it, share it, tell everybody about it. They've been really good. So Emma Tracy, if you go back and look at our page at the moment, interviewed a disabled puppet this week. It's fascinating. You have to watch. Next week, we have a special hour-long special from Edinburgh Fringe, again, presented by Emma Tracy, where she's speaking to some of the disabled artists at the Fringe this year. It's getting really big in terms of disability, isn't it, that festival? And she's got some of the great acts who are going to be there. So listen to that. And in case you don't know the Ouch format, how it works is at the beginning of every month, we have an hour-long show. And then for the rest of the month, every Friday, we have about a quarter of an hour, 20-minute programme, which is a little bit more relaxed and based on a single issue and involves the Ouch team. So that's it from me. You can email us, ouch@bbc.co.uk, tweet at @BBCOuch, or, as I mentioned, find us on Facebook. Do go and find us on Facebook. Until next week, when Emma will be here, goodbye.